Well, good morning. Monday. An eclipse Monday. For those of you who want to get triggered and feel like something nefarious is going to go on this morning, you have the Daily Weathered View. Weekend Hangover Edition. Always do one Monday morning. Brought to you by Horrible Designs. Mad K Studio, Apex Music Systems, the Music Making Sense podcast. We do this every morning, 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. on my commute to work. And you're brought to you by the guys here at the Weathered Report. We had a spirited conversation last night with John Odermatt. If you missed it,
fucking
it was good. It was good, and you're not wrong. It was good, and had a great time with John Odermatt, and we want to thank him for being on the podcast. Absolutely fabulous. If you missed it, it's on your favorite podcast app right now, or you can stream it on YouTube or Rumble. Like I said, it's an eclipse morning. Happy Eclipse Day, guys. Happy Eclipse Day.
Yeah, the world's going to end.
Yeah, for those of you who get triggered out there, the eclipse is only an eclipse. It happens all the time.
Total eclipse of the heart.
Yeah. Absolutely. Good morning. Good morning, Harcos. How you doing this morning, buddy?
I'm doing good. You know how it is.
Yeah. You're right in the path of the eclipse, aren't you? You're pretty close, right?
Yeah, I'm supposed to be.
And it's going to go out there and have the whatever is supposed to happen to the people that are subject to an eclipse. I mean, it's an exciting day for you guys that are in the Midwest. I mean, you know, on the West Coast,
fuck, not
people
would
be going crazy and buying all the toilet paper and waters off the shelf. We're not going to get the total.
That's stuff. Fucking dumb, but I can't watch the eclipse because it's all overcast.
Yeah, isn't that weird how that happens? It's like, you know, you've got the tourism all over the Midwest, basically in Texas. Adam Curry of the No Agenda podcast lives in he lives right in the path of the total eclipse, and he says it's just crazy out there with the traffic and the people that are coming into town. And the reason why that they had to claim an emergency is because a town of like 50,000 people can't handle 500,000 people coming into their place for, you know, like one day for this eclipse thing. So the police had to issue an emergency because of that.
They're going
to
protect and serve the fuck out of them.
Exactly. But yeah, what a crazy day this is going to be. I'm going to be inside working while this takes place, and I'm sure that Jason will probably be doing the same thing.
Yep. I'm trying to catch up on orders.
Yeah, you had quite a bit of business come in during the podcast last night. How's that going?
I just got three more to do.
I think it's probably time for you to upgrade and get yourself a warehouse complete with all the fixings.
Nope,
right?
Still going to stay out of my house.
Nope.
I don't want a warehouse. Nope.
There you go. No matter whether you have to stay home all night or not.
Yeah.
It reminds me of the episode of Big Bang Theory where they were selling these flowers or something that got all popular online. And the girl, she was all excited that she sold one online. And then they upped their price and they went public with it. And I guess she got an order for like 1,000 or 10,000.
Oh, yeah, Penny.
And they were up for
that.
3 days. Yeah, Penny. And it got to a situation where it just became so overwhelming. I can imagine that business doesn't get that flurry, but it could, I would imagine, if if you got an order for a whole bunch of your pedo stuff all at once, I mean, it probably would be, especially if you had to have it like tomorrow, that would be a situation where you couldn't do it.
Yeah, a lot of the stuff that I've been getting is, I've got a decal that says, this is why we can't have nice things. And it's got a image of the White House, Congress, and the court system.
I like that one. I like that one. Pretty cool. But Harco's keeps dropping off. I don't know why this morning. I'm having a little technical difficulties with this man. But I just invited him back in to speak, and we'll see what happens. He seems to be the problem child now, not me. I'm getting my act together with my Bluetooth and my Wi-Fi and all that. So hopefully we'll get back on. But anyway, let's keep going with the eclipse. So it's all cloudy there for you today. You're not going to get any sunshine. It's not going to clear up. Or you got a storm coming in. What's going on?
It's been raining since yesterday, and it's overcast. The last time we had an eclipse, it was all overcast also. It's like, well, this sucks.
Yeah, that was very similar to what happened. Bruce, there's a horrible echo in your end, I think, because every time me and Jason talk, it's crazy.
Shouldn't be. I shouldn't have any feedback going on.
Well, me and Jason both hear it, so.
Yeah, and I don't know what I just muted myself to see if it was me, and I could hear it when you're talking, Harcos.
Yeah, I'm saying, like, when me and Jason are talking, there's a crazy echo. But when you're talking, it's fine.
I have no idea why would that be. Maybe I should just go to my car and stuff. But right now I'm on my earpiece.
I don't know.
Don't quite know what the time.
Right. Well,
maybe it's the eclipse. Maybe it's the oncoming eclipse.
It probably is. Yeah, because the eclipse is going to end the world. Tomorrow is going to be the start of a new world. So just go ahead and do whatever you want today. Today is like Rumspringer or The Purge. You know, just do whatever you want today because tomorrow everything starts fresh.
Yeah, max out those credit cards, man. Max, go out and max out those credit cards today. Mm-hmm. All the way.
Yep, absolutely. Because, yep. Yeah, the system's going to crash. We're going to be on fucking Dogecoin tomorrow. So
sweet.
The true crypto.
That's right up your alley there.
Yeah, it's the one true crypto. So
it's, yeah,
the one true crypto. Oh, you guys make me sick. I want to puke now. Knowing that my Bitcoin is going to be worthless after today, which of course I think it's somewhere around 70,000.
You better convert it to Dogecoin then.
Yep.
Oh my gosh, check that out. $72,115 right now as it stands. It's not its all time high. But Peter Schiff is hiding. I haven't heard from Peter Schiff in 3 days. Every time that Bitcoin tanks a little bit, you know, goes down a couple of percent. He's right on Twitter telling us, you know, how bad Bitcoin's going to be and it's going to zero. But you don't hear from him after, you know, it goes back up to an all-time high. He's a gold bug. He's a shill for his gold.
Yeah, fuck him.
Yeah, whatever. I mean, I own gold. I own gold. I own silver. There's something to be said for it. But for him to constantly battle off Bitcoin is a bit annoying. He's turned me off, and I don't buy gold from him anymore. I've got another supplier that I buy gold from. He charges pretty much an enormous fee to buy his gold. I don't know what's so special about his gold, other than it's been shift all over. But, you know,
it's enriched with Bitcoin.
He's shift all over it.
Hey, he's shift all over it.
You know, I think that him and Biden could bring back the Kmart commercial. I shipped my pants. I shipped my pants.
I don't remember that commercial.
You know?
Wasn't that a live TV thing or something?
No, it was an actual real-life Kmart commercial.
I don't remember that one.
Oh yeah, it's about being chipped. Shipped into ship.
Yeah, shipped my pants.
I shipped my pants.
Peter Schiff could be like, I shipped my pants, and Biden could be like, I shipped my pants. I think I shit my pants too.
Well, I do have a weather report for today. It's actually not cloudy here. I thought it was, but apparently when you have to go outside to look at the weather, you get a better report than what the phone says. And so it's clear, but it says it's supposed to be cloudy at midday. So we'll see if the chemtrails get to work by then, or if it's going to actually be clear out here.
Well, that's good. So Harkos, do you have your banjo all tuned up so you can be playing the banjo while this eclipse goes on and you guys look up into the sky and squint and all that, playing Deliverance?
You want to hear something even crazier? Okay, so...
Yeah, go ahead.
So, like, half the fucking town is closed today because, you know, the moon is going to be in front of the sun. And holy so...
Shit.
Yeah, dead ass serious, man. All schools are canceled. I'm dead serious. All schools are canceled, and last week on Tuesday, one of my kids had an orthodontist appointment scheduled for today. Well, last week on Tuesday, they randomly call, and apparently then is when they realized that there's going to be an eclipse. Not every 7 years when it comes around, but just last Tuesday. And so they're like, hey, we're gonna be closed on Monday, so we need to reschedule your appointment on Monday that you've had for over a month and a half, right? Because we scheduled this in like January and or February, somewhere in there. But they're like, well, you Echo's killing me. You've had this appointment for over a month, but we're gonna change it on you in less than a week, and so we can get you in on Friday. And I'm like, well, Friday's not gonna work. I need a Monday, please. And they said, okay. Well, how about Monday the 15th at 10:30? And so I'm sitting here in my head. I'm like, for one, how exactly when I pick the initial appointment, you couldn't get me in for over a month and a half. But now, all of a sudden, because of the eclipse, you can get it in a week. There's that. But when I asked her, I was like, so why are you guys going to be closed? What's going on? And she's like, oh, well, we're closing because of the eclipse. I said, what about the eclipse? And she's like, well, you know, the eclipse. I was like, this is something that happens like every like 7 or 8 years. Last time it happened, Trump was in office and everybody, you know, laughed at him because he was staring at the sun. And she was like, I was like, yeah, exactly. It's not nothing new. I was like, so why are you guys closing? She was like, well, because the traffic around here and stuff. I was like, the traffic, you're inside of a building. I'm like, there's always traffic on the west side. Why? This is ridiculous. She's like, well, you know, it's we're going to be closed. And I'm like, okay, fine, whatever. You're going to be closed. So I get an appointment set up or whatever. But then I realized that, like I said, all the schools are closed. Half of everything else is closed because, like, doctor's offices and stuff like that are going to be closed for whatever reason. And then on top of it, so I don't know if you guys watched the basketballs, but Purdue University is in the Final Four, right, or the Final Two now, right, because on Saturday they had their match for the Final Four and they won. Or is that Sunday? Yeah, that was Saturday. Well, I live outside the town where Purdue University is. And – so I get a fucking email from my kid's school yesterday that says that on Tuesday they're going to be on a 2-hour delay because of the eclipse and because the Purdue game tonight. And I'm like,
the national championship.
I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? This is like some third world shit. You know what I'm saying? Because like,
we have achieved ultimate peak stupidity.
No, this is some third world shit. I'm hella convinced. Besides, you know, the global elite exploiting the third world. Besides that, the reason the third world doesn't achieve is because they fucking take a break every 5 fucking minutes for something. You know what I'm saying? Something. They don't work their ass off. They're always wanting to sit around and chill. You know what I'm saying? Oh, let's take a siesta. Oh, well, guess what? Now your GDP is half of a fucking first world country. Congratulations. Oh, well, you know, we're taking a whole month off because of a fucking religious festival. Oh, well, now your GDP is a quarter and you're a pawn of the fucking first world superpower. Congratulations. But anyway,
welcome to Eclipse.
Half of our fucking society is closed down, including the schools, which it's so important that my kids go to school in the public school, right? And if they got to miss a day, I need a fucking doctor's note or you're going to report me to the fucking FBI or whatever, right? But you can close school for a whole day because this moon is going to be in front of the sun for 5 fucking minutes. And they're going to be inside when that's happening because it's happening in the middle of the day. So, like, there's no health issue, whatever, fuck. You don't have to worry about people staring at the sun. And, or, you know, bare minimum, it could be a whole fucking science day at school, and you could talk about how and why the sun does that shit. You know, education. But, no, you're missing out on that because, you know, school is so important. We got to close instead of having an educational day. But then also, you got to have a two-hour delay the next day because somebody might be – everybody might be hungover from the moon going in front of the sun for 5 minutes. And then also, too, the local sports team might win the Final Four. Who gives a fuck? Like, are you fucking kidding me? Let's get to work. How about that?
So I think today's episode should be named Deep Thinking with Harkos.
Yeah. Oh, and guess what? I was talking to somebody yesterday. I was like, I told him, dude, I got this email, blah, blah, blah. Are you fucking kidding me? And he goes, oh, I bet you that if Purdue wins, they're going to cancel school tomorrow on Tuesday. I said, if they cancel school on Tuesday, I'm going to be calling them and be like, hey, look, I'm pulling my kids out of school. They don't have to go. Because apparently school doesn't fucking matter. Like, what the fuck are y'all doing? Like, are they at school to learn? Or are they at school? Is it a fucking daycare? You know what I'm saying? This is the reason I didn't even have my kids in public school all of fucking middle school because their school is fucking retarded. Like, and it's not all about, oh, well, you know, I'm not in a situation where if my kids don't go to school, I got to pay $300 a day for fucking daycare. My kids are 15. They can chill at the house by themselves and I'm fucking off work on Mondays and Tuesdays. So it's not that big of a deal to me. It's just the principle that they want to be up my ass. If my kids are fucking 5 minutes late or if they got to be out of school for a day or something like that, but they can cancel school whenever. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And apparently there's like no makeup day built for this one. This one's an excuse day for the school. But whenever it fucking, you know, whenever there's too much fog and they fucking cancel school because of fog, oh, well, now the kids got to make it up on a previously scheduled 3-day weekend. You know, the fucking school system is bullshit. And dude, my kids only got like 2 years left. So I'm so fucking excited, man. Because then I don't have to deal with shit. This fucking school system can literally implode because they don't teach them shit. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, our society, we, you know, besides like in the real world, half the society's closed today. And the other half, you know, sells fucking 3D movie glasses as eclipse glasses. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, oh, go look at it with my special question, fucking my glasses. Question, it's like, just put on sunglasses. Don't
my
fuck.
Question for you, Chris.
Huh?
My question for you, Chris. My question for you, Chris. So you can take a breath. I don't want you to pass.
Okay, thank you.
Where are you going to watch the eclipse? Where are you going to watch your eclipse today from?
Huh? I'm going to be on my computer doing work. You know, right. Like productive people in society do. You know, like what it does. You know, you do this thing called work, like every one of us are going to be doing today, in order to excel your life. You know what I'm saying? I mean, in a Christian society, I wouldn't think that we had pagan celebrations, but apparently we do. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I know Easter and fucking Christmas, pagan holidays. Sunday is actually the day of the sun god. Saturday is the actual Sabbath. But, you know, somebody rewrote that in fucking 300 AD, so we don't have to worry about that anymore. The true Sabbath doesn't fucking exist. Besides that shit, apparently now, because this fucking moon's going in front of the sun, everybody's got to fucking stop what they're doing. I'm not doing that. I'm going to be working my ass off. I'm going to make sure I fucking excel my life.
If anybody's interested today, I have a case of toilet paper in my back and waters, and I'm selling a thing of toilet paper for $50. So if you run out of toilet paper, I have it $50 for a roll and $25 for one bottle of water. So I've got that for everybody here in California that's going to go crazy today. And that's what I've got because I'm sitting here in traffic. Some of us same people are going to work.
Yeah.
And but most of them are probably at home. With the schools closed down and the whole bit. Good morning, Ken. How you doing?
Good. Are you using a different mode of talking today?
Because I think
this echo is coming from you, I believe.
Yeah, we heard him.
Oh my god.
So if you're using something different, it's picking up and echoing back, and it's driving me batshit.
Yeah, I had to turn down my volume when I was talking.
It seems to be better now.
Yeah.
Oh, there we go. What was that, Bruce?
Oh, I hear rustling.
You can't hear
someone's phone fondling.
There we go.
Yeah, we can hear you kind of, Bruce.
There we go.
All right, now I can hear you.
Were you on speaker on your phone?
Yeah, I'm on a speaker on my phone now, so apparently my earbuds aren't working quite exceptional today. Must be the eclipse.
Yeah.
Dude,
have you guys been seeing some of? I'm not going to go on a rant again, I promise. But have you guys been seeing? Have you guys been seeing some of these dumbass people on fucking Facebook saying the wildest shit about today? About how there's going to be two moons in the sky, or about how it's not really the moon because the moon hasn't been tracking in front of the sun all week or something.
That's right.
Nope, I have not. But
there's no tides today either. There's no tides.
I
heard that one too.
I think that Saturn is going to be entering in Uranus.
I thought you said Pluto was.
Well, now it's not. Now it's Saturn because of your rant.
Oh, okay, that's good. Well, at least it's not Pluto.
There's a ring around it. It can only go halfway in.
Just make sure you have enough KY for that.
They should call it jam. What do you use it for? Why do they call it jelly? Anyway, I digress.
Oh shit, I'm tired.
I am too. You know, that last scotch I had last night was we were talking wasn't the best idea I've had yesterday.
Yeah. You were a little slurry towards the end.
Yeah, you were.
Oh, I was getting happy towards the end there after the end of our
I could tell. It was fun. It was a lot of fun though.
You started like swip swapping letters on words and shit there for a second too.
We have a lot of good clips from yesterday. That's for sure. Especially at the end of the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
John Odermatt was great. He was. He's fun to talk to.
Definitely. I would like to have him on the podcast again, just because there's a lot of questions that I think I could have. All of our guests so far have been great, but I think John is somebody who I would like to get more information about. The health stuff that he's talking about.
Yeah, it was interesting talk. That would be a whole food pyramid talk.
Yes.
I've done a shitload of research because my wife and I did because she was with having Graves' disease and having her thyroid zapped, which they don't do anymore, but in the 90s, that's what they did. You know, she's a mess. And so we had to really try to figure out what food is, and that's when we really started researching what's in the food. Like you were talking about, Harco's, you know, reading labels and doing that, and it was just, you know, it turned into like a life ruining problem for her because she had a sugar addiction like we talked about last night. But then it just got to be like, you know, she'd have food and anxiety. Just the thought of what you have for dinner would make her anxiety go through the roof because she's like, well, I can't have that because that'll do this. This is going to raise my blood sugar. And now I'm diabetic. And the health industry wouldn't help her do a fucking thing until she was diabetic. And then like, oh, yeah, now you're diabetic. So you're good. We can give you this and this and this. And it's just like, screaming with the health insurance industry and the doctors. And, you know, we went to the fucking Mayo Clinic. And here's this poor woman that has been doing everything she possibly could to lose weight, the diets, the exercise, everything you're supposed to do. And she was sticking to it. And they told her, well, you need a psychiatrist, really, is what you need, because that's part of it, you know. And I'm like, motherfucker, this is the Mayo Clinic. You know, look at her health situation. Look at what she's gone through in the last 15 years.
Yeah.
You're going to tell me that she just can't control herself, you know, because that's what they basically said. And we're like, I'm like, it's not what's going on here, guys. And oh, we got so pissed.
Well, they didn't know.
But
they didn't know
a show about that would be.
Yeah,
great.
They didn't know because she wasn't made an A, you know, because she was at the Mayo Clinic. So,
well, she didn't have cancer. They're great with
cancer.
Come on,
cancer. Man. Where's
oh, if you have cancer? Yeah, come on over here. We'll exactly.
So, in other news, last night, Cody Rhodes became the undisputed Universal Champion for WWE, and it did not make the news anywhere. I can't believe it. I don't know what it is. The biggest show of the year, and it didn't make the headline news. I mean, I don't understand. But Cody Rhodes has now finished the story. That was the angle that he was going on for WWE. His father, Dusty Rhodes, had never won a world championship in his life. And that was the premise of his meteoric rise in the World Wrestling Entertainment or Federation, whatever you want to call it. I still call it WWF, but they call it WWE. Anyway, he had finished the story with the miraculous defeat of Roman Reigns, who has been the longest champion in history, world champion in history, helped out by John Cena, The Undertaker, and a couple of other crazy individuals that entered the ring during the match. It was a no disqualification match, so which meant that they could all do whatever they wanted, whenever they wanted. It was a stupid show, and I am dumber for watching it. So there we go. Go ahead.
You were watching sweaty dudes wrestling around on a mat.
Do you need me to say it again?
You don't have to say it if you don't want to. Yeah. I edited it last night just perfect. So I put it into the I sent the Dropbox folder in the chat for us of the link of the episode. So because I clipped off the end where it was kind of going crazy and all that stuff.
We were on fire last night, and yes, I will say it again, so we have it on the morning view, on the daily weather view. Yeah, I'm gay like that. Sorry. So I watch wrestling.
He watches greasy latent homosexually. That's what it is. Greasy latent homosexuality.
There are.
You're not transphobe. You're not a gay basher. No. You watch greasy,
that
homosexuality.
Is true. So I would ask you again, why do men watch porn? I mean, you know, why do you guys watch porn?
Yeah, I don't.
Because the eclipse told me to.
Yeah, not.
You know, it'd be one thing if my wife said she hated, if she didn't want me to watch it and hated me doing that, then I'd do it. But since she's like, if you want to watch it, go for it. I'm like, well, fuck, now there's no reason for me to watch it.
There's porn without dudes. I don't know if you know this because that's probably not the porn you watch, but there's porn without dudes.
Fuck you, Ken. I watch porn with ladies only.
Right. Where that's right. Because I put them on a pedestal.
Yes. Redheads mainly.
Ooh, soulless ladies. That too. That's interesting.
I'll take them without a soul. I don't care. They can take my soul too. Redheads are awesome.
I'll have to double that, man, because redheads are the best. I'm a recipient of a ultra white redhead as a wife, and they are awesome. Absolutely awesome. I love them. I love all redheads. She's why this white to me, man. She's why this white to
me. Man. Sorry, go ahead, Bruce.
No, you go.
I was just going to say, you know, with me trying to figure out what the whole thing I was trying to think of last night when we were talking to John regarding folic acid and Harkos and Ken throwing around a bunch of shit. And the only thing I can remember hearing is Blazing Saddles. Who the fuck said that?
Ken, dude, that's why I was dying laughing like 3 minutes later still.
I was like, fuck.
Dude, that was fucking hilarious, man.
Yeah. You two are just throwing, I'm trying to think folic acid, and you two are just throwing shit left and right, and Ken throws down the big fucking bomb, Blazing Saddles.
Yep. Blazing Saddles, baby.
It's like, fuck.
Oh, man. Well,
see, now.
Well, this is the kind of thing, that this is the problem with me. This is the kind of thing when I have a brain fart like that and I can't think of a word, that's literally the kind of shit that's going through my head. I'm like, green grass, yellow Ford truck, Blazing Saddles. I think I need some ketchup. Do we have any salt? No, Jimmy Durante. Jimmy Durante is the name I was thinking of. So it's, I ain't right. You guys shouldn't have me on the show.
No, it's
going to get you all banned.
It's totally fine.
It's all the all the flavors that we have here during the show that kind of makes the show go. And I appreciate it, each and every one of you guys that contribute your Blazing Saddles or a Golden Pond or, you know, whatever metaphor that we decide to use at any given time when somebody just
or on Golden Blonde, which is another all female good one. Anyway, I've got to leave and I gotta watch porn at work. So I'll see
you. Oh yeah, there you go.
All right, Ken. Have a good one, buddy.
You know, the nice thing is at least I got a few words in last night.
You did. We got a little bit of clips from you, so I'm sure that Harkos will make something that is just phenomenal as far as he does phenomenal video. So I'm excited to see what it looks like. I'm ready to laugh about it, and I'm ready to just have, you know, dozens of reviews.
I'm worried. Yeah, I'm just worried what Harkos is going to clip for me for an intro.
I'll find something good. Don't worry.
And I threw down some pretty good ones on the bonus episode with Hazel, but Harkos can pick from anything that he wants to, and I won't find out what it is until after I see it.
Well, yeah. Well, you were kind of silent before Shane Hazel. I often call you the mute co-host because, you know, of course you're a man of few words, but when you do say something, it's explosive. And yeah.
Sometimes, unlike diarrhea.
Sure. So, anybody else got anything to say about the weekend? I mean, you know, I got my garden in finally. I got a whole bunch of stuff going on in the garden. It's been pretty freaking cool. And argue with my wife, and she sat there and told me that that's not what she wanted. She wanted something different. So I kind of laid everything down and said, there you go. And, you know, of course, she did it for about 5 minutes and said, I give up. I'm going like, that's why I let you go.
Nice.
It's like those DIY shows, man. She just believes that, you know, it's a great idea to go ahead and do a project with your husband. But in reality, what happens is that she works for about 15 minutes and says she's tired. She says, I'll be right back, and never comes back. So I end up doing the whole project. So, but I love her to death. That's the way she is. She's a redhead, so I give her that pass.
Oh, I would too.
Marco, you've got a garden going on here pretty soon. You're going to be able to start kicking it in with the dirt and what? What's going on with your garden there?
Yeah, soon. Yeah, I'm going to wait. I don't know. I need it to dry out so I can light my garden on fire, and then I can go and till it.
That was interesting, man, because I do a no-till, but you do a fire thing. So what is this fire thing?
Slash and burn.
Really? You don't know what fire does for soil?
Dude, no, I understand what this fire does for soil.
Oh, okay.
I need you to explain it to the plebs out there that don't know what fire does
for soil. Oh, okay, okay. Yeah, so, I mean, like, fire, when you, like, basically what I do is, at the, like, towards the end of when my garden is, like, basically done, I, like, stop pulling weeds and everything like that, right? I just kind of let it go. And then it goes for like a couple more months. It kind of gets all overgrown, looks crazy and stuff like that. And then what I do last year what I did was I just ran it all over with a lawnmower. And so that chopped it all up. And then I just tilled all that into the dirt, which that was pretty solid. But this year I really want to light it on fire like I normally do. Last year I was like running behind. So that's my excuse. But I when you light it on fire and stuff like that, it, you know, it turns everything into ash, and ash is a very, very good nutrient dense portion of everything. And then it goes into the soil, and it's really good for the nutrients and stuff. And then especially if you get some like organic, like cow manure compost, that's really good to put on there too before you go and till it, because then it tills it into the ground. But then you can also, there's a lot of different things you can do, but that's what fire does. What I like to do in an ideal situation, what I like to do is at the end of the garden season, because we actually have those out here, Bruce, it's called seasons, and it's where the weather changes significantly for periods of time.
That's why I live out here in California, because we miss all the seasons that suck. So that's,
yeah, exactly. You just have groundhogs a day every day where you just keep getting fucked over and the sun's shining, so you're fine with it. And so there's that. But no, like at the end of the season, what I like to do ideally is go out there and just put like manure compost like everywhere that I grow stuff, and then just put it down and then just leave it for the whole winter, right? And then when spring comes around, or late winter, early spring comes around, go out there, burn it all, right? And don't use gas or nothing, obviously. You know, you just grab a propane tank and one of those torches, and you go out there and start it. And if it's dry enough, it'll kind of catch on its own and just kind of go, and you just got to just kind of aim it. But, you know, have that, burn it all in, and then till it. And then when you go and plant stuff, put some of the compost in each time, everywhere that you're planting as well, too. And then that really, really helps. And then, of course, I have a sprinkler system set up in my garden to where all I got to do is just turn my hose on and it starts watering the whole thing for me. So I don't have to worry about actually standing out there watering it.
Absolutely.
And water, Bruce, since you don't know, water is something that is abundant where we are. However, we have only a little bit of drought time. So, you know, we can collect our rainwater, and it's not a fine. We don't have to pay for permission to do that. But at the same time, too, we can leave our sprinklers on all day, and people won't try to assassinate us.
Oh, people go because fucking we have plenty of water. Here, if you leave your sprinkler on for more than 5 minutes, they have a fucking fit. Oh, my God.
Yeah, no, I can leave it on.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you how many Karens have called me into the water department going like, you know, and getting a visit by the city going like, well, we've noticed that your water use is a little bit different than everybody else around here. And I'm like, yeah, I use it, and I pay for it. So I'm going to use it, and, you know, I'm going to collect the rainwater, and I don't care what you say. So if you want to find me, do whatever you're going to do.
How dare you?
It's interesting about your, yeah, it's interesting about your fire method. I do something that is way different. I do what they call a chop and drop. And kind of do the same thing that you do, Argo City, end of the year. My garden kind of goes crazy. You know, I let the things die that are supposed to die. I let the weeds grow up that are supposed to grow up. And then about the end of October, I'll chop everything right at the ground level. I'll just let it lay there. And then what I'll do is I'll take my manure, because I use chicken manure out here. And I'll spread the manure everywhere, and then I'll throw some compost on top of that. And on top of that, I'll throw a bunch of mulch, and I'll just let them sit all year, you know, all winter time. And then I do a no-till, so I don't even have to till my ground. I've been working on my soil for about 12 years. And when you put a shovel on my soil and just push it down with your hand, it goes straight down, blade and all. So that's how loose my soil is, and how
that's not all that's loose.
Yeah, it's not all that's loose, but that's the way I deal with my soil. But I also use what they call biochar, and the biochar I make by pyrolyzing all my wood.
Pyro.
So I have a little kiln that I use a little kiln that I have. And start a little fire in it, start adding wood into it. What happens is that the actual gases that are off-gassing from the wood as it burns underneath is actually creating the flame on top, and the wood doesn't actually it doesn't actually burn by flame. It burns by the actual heat that's underneath it. And when it's all done burning, what you have left is you have a crystallized form of wood. And that crystallized form of wood is carbon that is locked up in that particular situation for 1,000 years.
Yeah.
So
I saw that thing made on Dirty Jobs.
Yeah. And it's a great fortifier for your garden. Not because it's not nutrient dense as much as it is a place for microorganisms and stuff like that to live in. And it also carries seven times its own weight in water. So it's a really good source. And I think when Harkos, when he does his burning, kind of does the same thing. It pyrolyzes those organic materials that are in his old garden pots, and he piles that under, which is fine. And fortifies your garden. So yeah, we're both on the same wavelength, dude. We're growing food, nutrient dense food, and looking forward to this year and all my garden next month. And I can't. Harkos is going to join me. He's going to do a bunch of content on his garden that he does in Indiana. I'll do a bunch of stuff on my garden that we do in California, and compare notes, swap notes, and swap experiences, man. So that's kind of where Weathered Soul does. That's kind of what my company does. But we teach people how to grow your own food and how to be self-sufficient when it comes to not having to buy this lettuce out there that doesn't have any nutrients in it, because the farm soil and everything has been so depleted for all kinds of stuff, but because they've been using your soil for decades and decades and decades without putting anything back.
Yeah, it's definitely, you gotta have good soil and stuff as well too. I mean, out here we already got soil that's pretty solid anyway, but we do have a decent amount of clay where I live in the soil. So yeah, like if the soil is not wet, it's kind of hard just because of this clay content and stuff. But it's not that bad, man. Dude, I'm sitting here fucking doing the worst thing possible, and that's scrolling through Facebook. And I'm intentionally looking for all this dumbass shit that I've been seeing over the last week about the fucking eclipse. And like, for whatever reason, I'm hardly finding anything about the eclipse, which is really interesting. It's like they turned everything off about the eclipse today when you would think that they would have it at a height. You know what I'm saying? Like they would, the algorithm would turn up because of the eclipse, but apparently. Oh yeah. Here's one right here. This kind of goes in line with what I was saying. Somebody says, to all the schools canceling because of an eclipse, that's why these kids think 5 + 5 equals ski ye.
That's awesome.
That's exactly why. See, I'm not the only one that thinks like that, man, because this shit is fucking ridiculous, dude. Closing school because of the eclipse when it's literally like it's the best time to fucking educate kids.
I mean, seriously, yeah. I mean, so, I would dedicate the whole day on that. I mean, that would be something fascinating for the kids. And unfortunately, our kids are too dumb these days. Not all of them, because some of us have real responsible kids that are eager to learn. But some of them just want to stay home and play video games and do whatever, looking for any chance possible to just stay home and unplug from reality, because that's what we've taught our kids, or what society has taught our kids today, is to unplug from society and just immerse ourselves into the digital realm. But
it would be a great science class to go outside and watch the eclipse. I mean,
without any glasses, that'd be great.
Like the week before, have them make their own eclipse classes and then go outside and watch it for science. I mean,
that's what we did in our science class when we had an eclipse. You know, yeah, I remember doing that. And we weren't out of school the day of the eclipse. We were there specifically to see the eclipse. And if I remember right, I think we did kind of have an extended class, or everybody had a science class. Because I remember our science teacher, Mr. Tanaka, actually they had an assembly during the eclipse, and everybody had their eclipse cameras, a little boxes that we made, and it was pretty cool. I remember that. I remember that fondly. So in California, at that time in California, it wasn't crazy like it is out here now, and we were able to do that. I had my regular Monday traffic, so I mean, you know, a lot of people are going to work, so nobody's not going to work today. And there's people actually standing outside, and they have not melted yet, so that's pretty good. And maybe they'll forego the Jewish space lasers that are supposed to go off also during the eclipse. So
yeah, I don't know. Everybody's saying all kinds of shit. Like I said, I heard somebody tell me that they heard, where is it? Hold on 1 second here. So this person said, I made a post yesterday asking, is the moon really going to eclipse the sun tomorrow, or is that the 12th planet re-entering our solar system and eclipsing the sun? For those of y'all don't know about the 12th planet of Nibiru, it's definitely interesting, right? And this one guy, where is it at? Obviously Jason had to say Pluto is going to enter Uranus. This one guy, he said, or is it the second moon? And I'm like, I've never heard of the Earth's second moon. He said that he hadn't either until yesterday. This older man was telling him that NASA has been hiding the second moon. And I'm like, what the fuck? And he's like, yeah. So some think it's the second sun. I guess so. This old guy said that NASA's been hiding a second moon. Some people think it's a second sun, but he also said it's outside of the bubble. He said that if you start watching it early, you won't see the moon getting closer. And then later in the day, moving away, we only see a shadow. So, like, they're trying to say basically that you won't see the moon heading towards the sun in the sky because it's not really the moon, or it's a second moon. Dude, there's all kinds of crazy shit like about this goddamn eclipse that, like, you know, oh, well, you won't see the moon in the sky before the eclipse happens. Like, you should see the moon in the sky. And I'm just like, okay, that's not how it works, but okay. Like, because the reason that we see the moon in the sky during the daytime sometimes is because the sunlight.
They forgot to take the video off. They forgot to take the video out. Well, they forgot to turn it off.
There's that, yeah. But it's because the sunlight is actually shining on the moon. Yeah, so, like, you never see it in the same area in the sky that the sun is. You see it in the opposite side because the sun shining off the moon. So if the sun is behind the moon, you're not going to see the sun track across the sky, or the moon track across the sky and go in front of the moon until it's going in front of the sun. Sorry, I keep mixing it up. You guys know what I'm saying, though.
So, yeah, like, I know what you're saying.
Yeah, but like, yeah, you're absolutely. Like, oh, it's a second moon. It's like, how exactly could they hide a second moon from all of the ancient texts? And from people with fucking Walmart telescopes and shit. Oh, it's behind the bubble. What bubble? So we live in a fucking in a dome, right? We're flat Earth with a dome now.
Because if it's not in front of you, it's behind you, Harkos. And if you can't see the second moon anytime, because you can't see the back of your head.
That is true.
As hard as you try, you cannot see the back of your head. So that is where the second moon is. I'm telling you right now, that is the answer that I'm going to give you, because you cannot see, you can't see your ears, you can't see the back of your head, you can't see your asshole, so there must be a second moon back there.
Yeah, Harkos, you really should blare Total Eclipse of the Heart all day long. That'd be funny.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, but see, you can't see the back of your head unless you use a piece of technological instrument like a mirror. You know what I'm saying? And that's the same way that you can't see the second moon, apparently, unless you use a telescope. But, like, most of these motherfuckers don't know shit about anything. And then they want to weigh in on, oh, there's a second moon. It's like, do you even know how many planets there are in the solar system? You know what I'm saying? Like, at all? You know, and like, I get that most people don't know about the 12th planet. Okay, I get that. But, like, come on, man. Because that's ancient Sumerian fucking stories and shit, right? But, like...
Planet X? Planet X?
No, it's Nibiru. It's, there's... According to ancient Sumerian texts, there's a planet that is in our solar system that resides between Mars and Jupiter, but it has an elliptical orbit of the sun that is totally different from all the rest of the planets, and it only comes into our area once every 3,600 years, and gotcha. And that's when the Anunnaki came with them, and they set up outposts on Mars and stuff like that, and everything. Anyway, it's a longer thing, but like, dude, most people don't know basic science like at all for shit, and so then they want to try to weigh in on this stuff like it's some real shit, you know.
Yeah. Well, I weighed in about 226 this morning.
Jesus.
And that's really all I have to weigh in on, because I don't know shit about freaking eclipses, but that they happen and that they're natural, and that you don't have to buy a bunch of toilet paper and a bunch of water and stuff to alleviate the situation of an eclipse. But there are people out there, and you know, whether you're in Indiana and you're going to take the day off because Purdue's in the final, you know, in the national championship, or whether your school closed down from the eclipse, makes no difference, because that's just the way that life is in this world today. And I'm pretty sure that that this only happens in the United States, because I haven't heard any of this dumb shit anywhere else but the United States. And I think that's kind of where we're at, man. And we're just going to keep going with this daily weathered view, and keep spitting out the satire, but also with the serious commentary behind it. I want to thank my guys, Jason and Harkos and Ken, who are here every day with us. Some days they are, some days they aren't, but that's okay. But we do this from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. every day. And like I said, watch the weather report that we did last night. That was a fantastic episode with John Odermatt, Lions of Liberty. We're going to have him back on soon, and we just can't wait. But I'm going to leave you guys today, because I am at work. I got to get my work day started. I don't give a shit about the eclipse. I probably won't come outside for it, because I'll be busy doing stuff that is profitable to my boss, and he's probably not gonna, you know, do anything with the eclipse either. Maybe he might bring a cake or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm gonna get out of here. I'm gonna go on a long ass walk, and then I'm gonna come back, and I'm just gonna edit videos all day and put together shit, because I can't deal with fucking social media today. I don't think I can deal with humans today. I think I'm in one of those moons where I just don't want to deal with people. Because I saw somebody who I've been talking to about my marketing services and stuff like that, right? About music marketing and shit. I saw somebody make a post. Does anybody out here actually know real marketing that doesn't use bots? And I'm like, right here, right? I commented, I said, right here. And he said, oh, talk to me, man. I'm like, I've already been talking to you in the DM. Are you a fucking idiot? Like, but see, the thing is that he's the bullshitter, because I talked to him about this and that and like multiple different things. And he keeps like trying to fucking poo-poo all this shit. And I'm like, well, fuck you then. Like, piece of shit. I'm fucking just turning off social media. Done. It's that simple.
Yep. There you go. Fuck. There you go. Good words to live by today. Probably the more we stay away from social media, the better. But
God,
you know, still, we're on Twitter. We're on Facebook. We're everywhere that you can look. Catch us tomorrow, 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. Every day, Monday through Friday, for the Daily Weather View. I'll leave you with this. Have a great eclipse day, and be good to yourselves, guys.
Yeah, and stop being fucking stupid, people. Have a good eclipse day, and don't be fucking stupid. You don't have anything smart to say. Stop talking and stop breathing. Jesus Christ.
Nice.
Good day.
Yeah.
Yeah.